Thank you very much, Chair. It's the excuse me, it's the first time that I'm taking the floor, so I want to say welcome to the delegation of Namibia. It's a pleasure to have you here. I just want to make a brief comment and one question. My comment is, I know the head of delegation, Her Excellency the Minister, drew our attention to what happened yesterday. It's not a minor achievement, the fact that Namibia managed to address mother-to-child transmission. So you're not just only the first country in Africa, you're actually the first country in the world that is a high burden country. So that absolutely is commendable. It also includes hepatitis B. That's also very commendable. It's a clear example where if you have political leadership, which could lead to the financial resources and the implementation on the ground. Now, the question that I have, which also ties with political leadership and finances. In 2020, you'd recall you had a case involving a request from the Netherlands for assistance with a child abuse, child pornography trafficking case. Now, that case is a clear example how Namibia is well connected to the outer world out there, how the issue of trafficking, child prostitution, child pornography also affects the country. I know my colleague, Ms. Kilase, has mentioned about the report under the optional protocol on child prostitution, child pornography, sale, child prostitution, child pornography, but trafficking is included in the convention as well. So are there any lessons that you've drawn from that case from April 2020? Have you identified any gaps in your legislation that will help you to address cooperation with countries outside of the continent, but also countries within the continent to address child pornography and child trafficking? This will be points that we'll be happy to hear from you. Thank you very much, Chair.